This is Richard Boyd Barrett, member of the Irish Parliament.
Those in Rafah, more than a million people cowering under tents and amid rubble and amid the bodies of the slaughtered and the maimed. And the Israeli regime is planning to do it again. Now I ask you, what kind of regime is capable of that atrocity? What kind of regime thinks it could get away with a genocide in front of the world, and when it is indicted for genocide, wants to continue? And the answer, Taoiseach, is a regime for whom there are never any consequences, ever. Words of criticism means nothing to Netanyahu. Why do they continue? Why do they think they can do it again? Because there are never any consequences, and the United States continues to give them arms and weapons. European states like Germany and Britain continue to give them arms and weapons, and the European Union gives them favoured trade status, and nobody imposes any sanctions on them. One of the proudest things this country can be proud of is what the Dunstores workers did in the mid-1980s by going on strike for 2 years, forcing Ireland to be the first country in the world to impose comprehensive sanctions on apartheid South Africa, which began a domino effect that led to the dismantling of the apartheid regime. Of course, guess who held out till the bitter end to defend that obnoxious regime? The United States and Britain.
That was Richard Boyd Barrett, member of the Irish Parliament.